Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tommy didn't win last weekend, but what positives can he take from last week?
Well, it was good. It was great competition. It was a lot of talent on both teams. It was a great atmosphere of hockey, great environment, and I thought we played pretty good in that environment. And our back was against the wall, and we laid a big egg in that first period against Mankato. But I think we responded pretty good after that. So you got to look at those types of things, Schultz. I mean, I thought we were the better team against Minnesota. I thought we outplayed them. I thought we had more quality scoring chances. I just thought we played a pretty darn good game against them. And I think, that's not easy to do in their rank.
Some may argue, and I don't know if I believe this or not, but that if you're going to play a team five times and you're going to lose, well, all right, lose in the non-conference game. Is there maybe a little something to that argument?
I don't know. I mean, they're such a good hockey team. It's different when you say, if you know that you're, totally even. But that's a heck of a hockey team. That's a hockey team that's, built to win a championship this year. And, I just think, again, who knows, what's going to happen the five games. But I'm not going to sit there and, read into that game one way or another. I think that's just, I think it's a waste of time.
Offensively, you had a lot of new pieces to the puzzle last week with Sam Selinski coming in, then having to move guys around because of that. How long does it take to get chemistry when a guy like Sam, he's practiced limited for, the last couple of weeks, but he hasn't played in a competitive game yet?
No, I mean, I thought he played pretty darn good. And again, those weren't too easy games to get your feet wet. And he's a good hockey player. He has a motor. He's got good hockey sense, and he's only going to get better. So we got to get him into the fire and let him start playing.
Zach Driscoll out again tonight. You've got a bunch of guys that are sick tonight. We'll start with Zach. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's a good chance. There's a good chance he'll play tomorrow. We'll just knock on wood right there. And, we got some other guys who are sick, Schultz. He's that time of year, and it's been a revolving door this week.
Coaches deal with that every year, don't they?
Not like this. We haven't had the sicknesses like this. This has been crazy this week. And, we had like 11 forwards at practice, 10 or 11 forwards at practice yesterday. It's been crazy. So just get healthy and let's put our team together. It's going to be our team the second half.
Hank Johnson hadn't played for a while. I thought as the game progressed, he looked a little more comfortable. Did he look that way from the bench?
You know what? Hank does a good job. Like Hank stops pucks. He's a competitive kid. He stops pucks. You get that first one on him right away. And then, it's not his fault. I'm just spitballing right here. But they get that first one right away. And that can be tough between the ears. And, then they get that one at the end of the second, or at the end of the first with about 2 minutes to go. Then again, I thought he made some big saves in the second to keep that thing close and to keep us in it.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Fair State, a team, Tom, that you split with back in November. They, too, have some guys back from injury. Do they look any different than they did back about 2 months ago?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't watch that much. We watched more special teams against Michigan State and Michigan. It was the over break right here. But you know what? They just got a team that plays with a lot of pace. And, they looked much different. No, but I thought they looked pretty fast and pretty good, in November. So we know what we're going to see. We know their team. We know how they play. And it's never fun and it's never easy.
Had a lot more success against them as of late than you did early on in the realigned WCHA. Have you done anything differently against them for that success, or is that just kind of the way the game has played out?
I think it plays out that way, but there's no question, Schultz. We get to know them and they know us. Like, we know a lot of, style. We all have some unique styles. There's a lot of similar traits, but there's a lot of, there's a lot of things that are unique, and there's a lot of things that certain teams do, and year in and year out, when you're playing a team 4 to 6 times a year, you get to know that team pretty darn good and their tendencies, and they know everything that we do too. So I think we can counter a lot of things, and I think they can counter a lot of things on us, and that's why things stay tight all the time.
Their defensemen have always been active. Are they still this year?
You know what? They're pretty active. They want to get a second wave. I'll tell you, Callen, number 23, is really good, and he's a senior. He's active. You know, Rutkowski's, you know what, very active. They had a freshman last year that signed with the Boston Bruins as a free agent. He was really active. He could skate really well. So, no, I mean, and they've had a tendency, Schultz, if you remember in the past, they've had a lot of 5'8", 5'9", 5'10 defensemen who have been very good skaters. And, no, they will. They'll generate offense with those guys. They'll create second-wave offense with those guys. And it's always something you got to watch out for. You got to reload hard. You got to come back to the middle.
You talked a lot on Tuesday at your press conference about paying attention to details and little things and habits. How over time do good habits all of a sudden become bad habits?
If the coach lets them. And that's 100%. I mean, if the coach lets them, I mean, you know, guys will take shortcuts. I mean, they'll take the path of least resistance if coaches let them. And you gotta make sure that, you know what, there's just certain things that you just got to you gotta stick with it. You gotta do things the right way. I don't care. It's just like parenting, you know, your kids or even an adult. You better have good discipline in a lot of things you do. If you get sloppy, you know what, things obviously aren't going to go your way. And so you have to have a certain amount of discipline in your game and your dealings every day. And you know, from an ice perspective, it's just so important that guys do things the right way all the time. And that's, hey, whether it's back checking through the middle of the rink, keeping your stick on the ice, stopping and starting is such a critical habit. You know what, in this week we talked about the details supporting the puck properly. You just can't swing to swing. You got to make sure you're in the right spot, because if your line mate gets the puck, you got to be in position to get the puck back. Conversely, you got to be in the right spot to get the puck so you can give the puck to somebody else. So there's a lot of little traits that you have to make sure you have to make sure you're successful. And sometimes things are going to slide and slip a little bit, because sometimes the guys want to, it's a lot of their legs, they want to kind of They want to maintain their legs. They don't want to stop and start. They want to swing. They don't want to be in the right spot, because it's tough on your legs. But when it's tough on your legs, it just means that you're in the right spot and you got to push through it.
Early on, you were beaten up pretty bad in the faceoff dot. It's been really good since. What changed?
I don't think anything's really changed, Schultz. You know what? Maybe it's the teams we're playing. Maybe our guys. You know what? Maybe it's experience on our part. You know, we practice it. We probably need to practice it even more, you know, with live face-offs. But I can't really pinpoint anything else, Schultz.